President Clinton, in August of 1998, sent Tomahawk cruise missiles into Afghanistan. Mr. Clinton was responding to what he said was an imminent threat to America from a terrorist network run by Osama bin Laden. The targets were in eastern Afghanistan. At the same time, missiles were fired and hit a pharmaceutical plant in Sudan, a plant also said to have a connection to bin Laden. Walt Slocum was Undersecretary of Defense for Policy in the Clinton administration. Welcome, Mr. Slocum.
Thank you.
Take us back to that time, the late summer of 1998. How good was the intelligence thought to be that cruise missiles could find their way to a place that could contain Osama bin Laden?
I think there was very strong evidence that there was a meeting being scheduled to plan further attacks on the United States, and they had a very good idea of when that meeting would take place and where it would take place. Whether Osama bin Laden was personally going to be there, I guess, is a different issue, but that this was a meeting of the, if you will, sort of the Supreme War Council of the organization, I think they had very strong evidence.
I've heard it said that it was a very near miss, that the attack possibly could have hit bin Laden.
What President Clinton has said is that we missed by a few hours. The meeting broke up early.
It is said the number of missiles that were sent in that attack, 75 Tomahawk cruise missiles, 50 cruise missiles were used last night, and other weapons as well, but only 50 cruise missiles. So 75 sounds like a lot going in there.
There's no question that the attack in 1998 was a serious effort against a serious set of targets.
You hear people these days talk about it somewhat derisively, saying, sent a lot of cruise missiles in, spent a lot of money just to hit an empty tent.
Well, we didn't think that we were attacking an empty tent, and in fact, some of the tents which were attacked were definitely part of the training and support network, and to some degree, the attack probably disrupted the activities for a while. Nobody's in favor of attacking empty targets. The issue is how good is your intelligence.
Now, what was going on in terms of the White House and a follow-up to these attacks? It seems like the attacks happened, nobody got bin Laden, and then the country went on to other things. And President Clinton was being accused, as you recall, of trying to distract America from the Monica Lewinsky affair at that time.
That charge is barely worth responding to. The fact is that we maintained a continual watch for any information about where bin Laden was, and obviously anything that his organization was planning, and we were prepared to go again if we ever had a sufficiently good intelligence again. As President Clinton has said, the hard fact is that although we had a lot of big emergencies and people would get very excited and there would be meetings and we'd look at the information, we never again had that good intelligence and that good information that would have justified an attack.
What about
we were certainly prepared to do it. The problem, as this administration has rightly and rather courageously emphasized, is essentially a problem of intelligence. As Secretary Wolfowitz has said, once you know what it is you need to attack, where the critical points are, the attack itself is relatively straightforward. It may be complicated and dangerous, but the fundamental problem in fighting terrorism is intelligence. With more resources and more effort, more international support, a greater sense of urgency, I suppose the intelligence will get better. But the commitment to reach out and fight against Osama bin Laden goes back a long time.
Mr. Slocum, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Walt Slocum was Undersecretary of Defense Policy during the Clinton administration.